Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Fonseca scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-1 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schott moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schott for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 4 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ma still moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.